it can be cancer.
Yeah, well, that'll be something. This is something that you have to lance.
Oh.
Very sore. You don't see quite as many of them as you used to.
That would be...
These people get them on their necks sometimes.
The, boil?
Yeah. And then, the stuff inside a boil is...
Matter.
Okay. And then if a person was had an infection in his hand, you say his hand...
He's infected.
And then it got larger, you say his hand...
Swollen or...
Okay.
Maybe it would be the one.
All right. So you'd say his hand... Yesterday, his hand... He got that...
Swelled.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then... You'd say if you don't, if you get a sprained ankle, and if you don't put some ice on that right away, or if you don't, and then later put heat on it, that ankle's going to
swell.
Right. And if the stuff inside a blister is called
matter.
Now, okay. Now with that, this is just like a blister. If you're working out in the field with a rake or something, you haven't done it for a while, you get a blister on your hand.
It'd be a blister.
Yeah. Now, would you call that stuff inside the blister matter, too?
No, I don't think. And sometimes water.
Yeah. But you wouldn't call that matter?
No,
that
would just be matter, because it's nothing much in it, generally, just the skin.
All right. And if a person is shot by, someone shoots someone with a rifle, you'd say he suffered a... Bullet.
Wound.
Yeah, and if a wound doesn't heal right, and it gets some white stuff around
matter in.
Yeah, and sometimes they have to burn that off with alum or something. Kind of flesh.
Powdered flesh, yeah.
And then something you put on an infection. It's kind of a brownish stuff. They don't use it as much as they used to, but it's kind of a brownish liquid. They put...
Poultice?
Yeah. This is a brownish liquid that's poisonous. And if you had a little bottle of it in your medicine cabinet, it would probably have a skull and crossbone on it.
That'd be iodine.
Yeah. Maybe. And then the stuff they used to give... they used to give it to people for colds years ago, the very bitter tasting pills, and
quinine.
You know, and if a person was alive yesterday, but you say last night he
died, passed away.
Okay, now are there any other expressions you might use besides those two?
It said he's in the army, gone west. And,
oh, yeah? Yeah. Were you in the army?
No.
Gone west, though, when he...
Yeah.
Now, any crude terms you remember the children used to use to talk about, say, that old mean man and...
Died, and I don't know. And I know, I haven't heard him, but I don't know.
Well, I've meant something like pegged out or kicked the bucket or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard his expression, kicked the bucket.
And if you didn't know the cause of someone's death, you might say, I don't know what he died.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say the whole thing?
What he died. I don't know what he died with.
Okay. And the place where a person is buried is a...
cemetery.
And then how about, now that could be a public one or a private one, is that right?
Yeah, it'd be a public cemetery or... private cemetery.
Okay. Would you have like a small one that's just used by a family? Would that
be a family cemetery?
All right. And the thing that they used to make to put the body in that the people would have